Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said it is cautiously optimistic about Ontario's new plans to ease COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, beginning on January 31. The plan to move Ontario to a modified Step 2 was announced by Premier Doug Ford on January 20, who said there was evidence that the impact of the Omicron variant was softening. The evidence tells us that the measures we put in place to blunt transmission of Omicron are working, said Ford in a government news release. We can be confident that the worst is behind us and that we are now in a position to cautiously and gradually ease public health measures. While February will continue to present its own challenges, given current trends, these are challenges we are confident we can manage, Ford continued. The news release said Ontario was seeing signs of stabilization in key public health indicators and that it was expected the trend would continue. With that in mind, the province said it was moving toward a cautious and phased approach to lifting public health measures, with 21 days between each step. Sudbury Health Unit's Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Penny Sutcliffe said she will be carefully watching as the days go forward. As communicated by the province, Thursday, we are cautiously optimistic and carefully watching COVID-19 indicators. We understand that the gradual approach to exit the modified Step 2 of the provincial roadmap will be based on metrics, including outbreaks in higher-risk settings and hospital admissions, said Sutcliffe in an emailed statement. We also understand that the dates announced are subject to an ongoing assessment of these metrics and that the important foundational measures such as staying home when sick, masking, and proof of vaccination remain in place, Sutcliffe added. With the changes announced last week, the easing of restrictions will include such things as allowing 25 people, instead of only 10, to gather outdoors. Also, capacity limits on indoor settings will be increased 50% at restaurants, pubs, retail stores, shopping malls, museums, galleries and churches. If those measures take place without any worsening of the public health situation, Premier Ford said the restrictions will be eased even more within 21 days, which would see measures relaxed on February 21. At that point, outdoor gathering limits will be increased to 100 people and capacity limits on most indoor settings will be removed. People will still be required to have proof of vaccinations to take part in most activities. Masking and physical distancing recommendations would remain in place. We look forward to reviewing the specific details in the regulations under the Reopening Ontario, a flexible response to COVID-19 Act, 2020, once posted, Sutcliffe's statement concluded. Len Gillis is a local journalism initiative reporter at Sudbury.com, covering healthcare in northeastern Ontario. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the federal government.